Oklahomans are bracing for what could be a historic winter storm, and the State Board of Education removes the U.S. naturalization test as a requirement for teachers. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, January 23rd. I'm McDaniels. Oklahomans are making final preparations as Winter Storm Fern bears down on the state. 6 to 12 inches of snow are predicted north of Interstate 40. More sleet and freezing rain are expected to the south. The National Weather Service advises travel will likely become impossible. Tulsa resident Catherine Peters says she's been busy.
I stocked my back porch with firewood. I got bread and milk. I did the laundry yesterday. Got to take it off the clothesline, so I'll have all my sweatpants so I can hole up next to the wood stove and have peanut butter sandwiches.
Temperatures will drop into the single digits with wind chills well below zero. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is partnering with Oklahoma National Guard troops for rescues during the winter storm this weekend. The OHP says teams will be stationed around the state, including in Woodward, Oklahoma City, and Ardmore. The teams will be ready to assist stranded drivers and move vehicles off the roadway. Again, travel is expected to be hazardous this weekend. Officials recommend staying off the roads. The policies of former Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters continue to be chipped away under new leadership. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on a decision from Thursday's State Board of Education meeting.
The board unanimously approved a slate of proposed administrative rules, including one that would remove a requirement for incoming Oklahoma teachers to take the U.S. naturalization test for certification, which was implemented last year. Walters' rule originally would have required all teachers to take the test, then the legislature amended it to only include new teachers. But the board has been completely replaced since the previous rule was voted on. It is now up to the legislature to approve the rule's removal during this spring's legislative session. It's not the first reversal from the new administration. Current State Superintendent Lyndall Fields also pulled a Walters mandate to require Bibles in classrooms and promised a revision of Walters' controversial social studies standards that featured 2020 election denialism. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Looking ahead to the legislative session next month, state lawmakers have filed hundreds of health bills covering a multitude of topics. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on legislation related to maternal and reproductive health care.
Senate Bill 1503 by Bartlesville Republican Julie Daniels would allow out-of-state organizations to be reimbursed under Choosing Childbirth. The program has supported pregnancy resource centers and other nonprofits, becoming a key part of Oklahoma's strategy to assist young children and pregnant women after the state enacted a near-total abortion ban. Several bills target the distribution of abortion-inducing drugs. Similar policies have advanced in past years, but haven't made it to the governor's desk. Other legislation by Oklahoma Democrats seeks to support access to free menstrual products in schools, Medicaid reimbursement for depression screenings during pregnancy and postpartum, and to allow pharmacists to dispense self-administered contraceptives to patients without a prescription. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.